MTV Entertainment Studios, Paramount.
The following film contains graphic sexual content. Due to its extreme erotic nature, this program is not suitable for children.
The sun rises over South Park. Cartman sleeps in his bedroom with his head under the covers. He lowers his blanket. He sits up and chugs the contents of a bottle on his nightstand. The side of the bottle reads, "Cred." In the bathroom, he brushes his teeth and holds his phone.
Cred has more electrolytes than Gatorade or Prime. And now Cred has a new flavor, cherry bubblegum.
In the kitchen, he opens a fridge full of Cred bottles. He puts two in holders on the sides of his backpack and holds a third. He passes his mom in the living room.
Eric, do you really need to bring three bottles of that drink to school?
Mom, a kid today is defined by their hydration drink. I have to have more Cred than anyone else.
At school, every kid holds a Cred bottle.
I got Cred, bitches. I got Cred. I got Cred, bitches. I got Cred. I got Kiwi Lime. I got Google Grape. You got no Cred, bitches, but I got mine.
Cartman spots a wavy-haired boy with six Cred bottles. In the cafeteria.
We got Cred, bitches! We got Cred! Our teeth are blue, bitches! Our tongues are red!
Yeah, but it's like, seriously, look at how it's suddenly everybody now. Like that Spencer Hollis kid. He never even cared about Cred. He just drinks it because some stupid influencer said it's cool now. Hey, Clyde, where's your Cred? It's in my... I already drank it. See, that's what I'm talking about. Clyde likes Cred so much that he drank all his before noon. That's a real Cred drinker. Unlike all the poser Cred drinkers like Spencer Hollis!
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Spencer, you're a fucking poser!
In the principal's office.
It's literally everywhere now. These crazy hydration drinks that say they're healthy, but are loaded with fake sugars and are not safe for children.
Why now? Why are kids suddenly so into these things?
Online influencers. They promote this stuff to kids to make money. I don't know what kind of scumbags would push adult things on something they know kids will watch.
You guys? We have a big problem.
What is it?
It's about the South Park Elementary art teacher.
Mrs. Strebel? What about her?
We just found out that she's been doing pornographic videos on OnlyFans.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. There's gonna be a big meeting tonight. And everybody's gonna see it.
A reflective lens appears in a hazy blue and black space. A laptop appears with the lens on its screen. Neon letters form a title, South Park, After Hours. Glowing outlines show a naked woman running and another shaking her breasts. The words Adults Only glides over the title. Naked women bat at each other. The word Exciting appears spelled with three X's. Not Suitable for Children appears in white text. A woman kneels on all fours and a man sticks his head inside of her. Nighttime. In the cafeteria, the school staff sits before a crowd of parents.
All right, girls, try to be civil here.
Be civil? How are we supposed to go home and explain to our children that their art teacher is a slut?
She is not a slut. Mrs. Strebel is a woman engaging in illegal activity on a website that is for adults only.
Well, of course kids are gonna see it. They see everything on the internet.
Well, the problem is you guys buy your kids' phones, okay? Just like you buy them all these unhealthy hydration drinks.
Oh, don't turn this around on us. We can't control what our kids drink or what they watch. They're your kids.
Many teachers are struggling to get by and need ways to supplement their income. Mrs. Strebel makes close to minimum wage as a teacher, but on OnlyFans, she makes an extra $10,000 a week.
Randy's mouth hangs open.
It doesn't matter how much she made. We're talking about someone who influences our children.
Did she say $10,000 a week?
Listen, we have suspended Miss Strebel indefinitely, okay? But over the next few days, you should probably talk to your kids about what they might have seen, okay?
At home, Clyde's dad, Roger, sits at the dining table with a light-haired woman. They hold hands. Clyde comes in.
Hey, Clyde, why don't you come over here and have a seat?
What?
Have a seat, pal. We need to talk to you. Clyde, we're understanding that some tough things have been going on at school.
Yes. Yes, they have.
All right, well, we know that some of the stuff you're dealing with might be kind of disturbing.
Yes, it's totally disturbing. Yes!
All right, Clyde, well, we want to try and help you.
Really? You do? Oh, thank God, finally!
Yeah, pal, let me explain to you what double penetration is.
Double penetration?
See, in your art teacher's OnlyFans page, her and two men, who love each other very much, wanted to express that love.
Dad, nobody cares about double penetration. My life at school is awful because you don't let me drink hydrating sports drinks like all the other kids.
Clyde, we've told you, those things are filled with additives and fake sugar and they're not good for children.
You're not even my real mom, Janice, so why don't you shut the fuck up?
Clyde, that's enough.
Every other kid in school is allowed to have it. They all have cred, but I have zero cred because my dad and his stupid girlfriend think it's bad for me.
Why do you want to be like all the other kids?
Shut up, Janice, you're not my mom.
All right, Clyde, we're trying to have a nice talk with you about double penetration, and you can just go to your room now.
Bye!
He storms to the stairs.
Thanks a lot for making sure your son is the only kid in school without any cred!
In his bedroom, Clyde sits at the computer with his headphones on. He wears a frustrated expression as he watches a vlog.
It's like, nobody understands me, you know? Like all these stupid boomers, people over 40 don't know how hard it is for young people.
Yeah.
Like, yo, if you guys feel the same way, just leave a comment down below and smash that like button.
He clicks the mouse.
You know, the most important thing is just to be yourself. When I feel like I can't be myself, that's when I need a hydration drink that'll pick me up. That's when I need Cred. It's the coolest sports drink in the world. Cred is 100% sugar-free. Cred has electrolytes so you can ride your bike. And also, Cred has more vitamin A than your body could possibly ever use.
I can't feel my face.
Drink Cred or you're a piece of shit. Whee!
Drink Cred at your school today. Not intended for children.
With Randy.
Hey, guys. I know there's a lot of influencers out there trying to get your attention, and I just hope that you'll maybe take a moment to check out what I have to say here on my OnlyFans page.
His genitals hang out.
I hope you're all doing great, and if you're watching this PPV, I hope you'll consider subscribing. If you want me to give you a shout out for your social media, I can do
he
that.
He films himself.
And if you want a custom, just let me know if there's anything special you want to see.
What the fuck are you
hey,
doing?
Oh, hey, Sharon, just supplementing my income.
Are you serious right now?
All right, Sharon. Yes, I am an OnlyFans model, and I'm not ashamed of it.
God damn it, Randy!
What is with all the stigma Americans have anyway, huh? It's just my penis, Sharon. It's not a big deal.
No, it's definitely not a big deal.
Okay, good, thank you. All I'm doing is taking back control of my sexuality on a platform that I can benefit from financially.
So you're just gonna sit here and jack off for 4 hours a week just to make a few extra dollars?
I jack off 2 hours a week anyways. Now I just do it a little bit more and make enough money to pay for the increase in gas prices.
If your children find out about this, they are going to leave home.
Children aren't allowed on OnlyFans, Sharon. It's totally safe. Kids aren't gonna see this.
He points to his genitals. At school, all the kids hold Cred bottles. Cartman walks down the hall.
Butters, Tweak, you guys got a second?
For what?
Okay, you know how, like, some kids in the school really like Cred and others just pretend to, but really they're posers like Spencer Hollis? Well, I think we should start a Cred affinity group.
What's an affinity group?
It's where you, like, divide people into groups and single them out in order to make other people feel bad. See, it's like we're the legit Cred drinkers, and we should just let the very coolest kids into our affinity group. Oh, hey, Clyde, where's your Cred? Oh, it's just, in my backpack again. Oh, that's cool. You guys think we should let Clyde into our affinity group?
Yeah, I like Clad.
Oh, hey, Stan, do you want to be in our affinity group? What's an affinity group? It's like where people separate into little clubs by, like, skin color or religious beliefs and talk about how much better they are than everyone else. Usually white people can't be in an affinity group, but it's for a drink, so they have to let us.
That's not what an affinity group is.
Yeah, well, no one's inviting you, Cal. Because it looks like you don't even have any Cred.
Yeah, I do. It's in my backpack.
Oh, sure, it's in his backpack, guys.
Yeah, let's see it, then. It's right here.
We drink way more Cred than you guys do. Oh, yeah, right. Tweak drinks 4 bottles of Cred for breakfast! I don't want to be a part of any affinity group. It just sounds like trouble. Yeah, but we don't want you! Could you just pretend to like Cred because it's a fad right now, like all the other lamos in this school? You guys.
Clyde walks away.
Hey, Clyde, you got a sec? For what? I was just going to talk to you about your backpack.
Well, what about my backpack?
Well, it's just, you know, it's really best to have a backpack that's got a water bottle pouch to put your cred in. See, like, see how you can see my cred bottle from the outside? You just go like this and everyone can see your cred. You're just like, oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, yeah, sweet, check out my cred. It's like right here.
Well, I don't think I could get a new backpack till my birthday.
Well, maybe just like use some tape or something to make your own bottle pouch? You know, we definitely don't want you to look like you don't have any cred. I see you in class, bruh.
Cartman leaves and Clyde wears a forlorn expression. At Tegrity Farms, Sharon sits at the kitchen table with a calculator. She wears her glasses. Randy walks in naked.
Hey, Sharon. Can we talk? I feel like there's a lot of bad things going on in the world. It gets so confusing sometimes, you know? I think, as Americans, we watch news about things happening in the Middle East and we just don't want to get involved. And I know it can feel like, what can I do? I'm not special. How could I ever make a difference? But we can't let ourselves think like that. Sometimes what it takes is just one person to start a movement. One person and then everyone else might follow.
He sits and holds her hand. She removes her glasses.
I am not subscribing to your OnlyFans page, Randy.
Okay, well, you're a cunt.
He leaves and she puts her glasses back on. At school, Butters and Tweak hang a sign for the Cred Affinity Group.
Yeah, that looks good. Maybe a little higher on your side, Butters? Yeah, that's great. I think everyone can see that now. That should definitely make people feel unwelcome.
Clyde walks into the bathroom with his head bowed. He goes to the urinal. His mouth opens as he spots Need Cred scribbled on the wall. Below, words read, Behind Temp 12A. Outside, Clyde approaches a building labeled Temp Building 12A. He checks both ways, then goes around the back. Nathan waits with a bag and a cigarette.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
So, are you, like, selling cred?
What? Selling hydration drinks on school grounds is against the rules. Come here, come here.
He touches Clyde's groin.
What the hell are you doing?
If you're wearing a wire, I will kick your ass.
Bro, I'm not wearing a wire. Do you have cred or not?
Sure, I got cred. What are you looking for? A little watermelon strawberry?
No, do you have any ones that don't taste like total ass?
Oh, you want the good shit. I got your bubblegum grape right here.
Okay, how much?
$80.
$80 for a shitty fake sugar drink?
What do you think I'm running here, a fucking charity for the homeless? How about some oatmeal num-nums? I can get you into that for $65.
I don't have $65. What can I get for $3?
$3? Oh, sure. For that, you can get an empty cred bottle.
What good is that gonna do me?
It's easy. You just fill your empty bottle with water and a little food coloring. Everyone thinks you got cred when you actually have no cred.
I'm not giving you $3 for just plastic garbage.
Cool thing, man. You just go back into the school without any cred at all. See how long you last.
Clyde throws money.
Here!
He takes the bottle. In Randy's kitchen.
Hey guys, it's your boy Randy, and in this video we're doing authentic pad thai for under $6. Now we're gonna start with some medium shrimp and some rice noodles. For the wet ingredients, we're looking at a couple of eggs, some fish, and also soy sauce. And then for garnish, we're gonna do a little cilantro, green onion, and then of course, we're gonna top that all off with some fresh nuts.
His testicles rest
on
the table.
Those nuts are gonna give it that extra bite. Now, if you like what you're seeing, be sure to smash that subscribe button and—
Get your balls off the table!
Oh, great, Sharon, you just ruined the shot!
The guys at the deli wanted me to say hi, Randy. They all saw you on OnlyFans.
Really? Are they gonna subscribe?
No, they're not going to subscribe. Nobody's going to subscribe, Randy. Will you fucking stop?
This stuff takes time. You don't just put up a page and immediately get followers. You have to support it with other social media, have a craft to teach. Being an influencer takes time, Sharon.
Oh, so now you're an influencer.
Yes, I'm an influencer.
Maybe you should see how it feels, Randy. Maybe I should go and do my own OnlyFans.
What? Yeah, like people are gonna pay to see your OnlyFans.
I'll make more than you do!
Sharon, being an influencer is work. You gotta pay for the lighting, for the sound, you gotta be good at editing.
Okay, cool, Randy. I'm gonna go start an OnlyFans channel.
Okay, you go do that, Sharon.
I'm gonna fucking do it!
Okay, yeah, go supplement our income, Cher. Sharon?
The sun rises over South Park. Clyde lies still in bed, then rolls onto his back. He sits up and takes the empty Cred bottle from his nightstand drawer. In his kitchen, he takes apple juice from the fridge and fills the bottle. In his bedroom, he puts the bottle in his bag as a vlog plays on the computer.
You got this day, bro. You're strong, and I'm gonna keep on making videos for you.
He goes downstairs as Roger and Janice watch TV. On the porch, he moves the bottle into a holder on the outside of his backpack. At school, Clyde walks with a frown, then a smirk.
I've got cred. I've got cred, bitches. I've got cred.
Cartman, Tweak, and Butters hand out flyers outside the library.
Hey, guys, we're having a cred affinity group meeting today at 4. Nobody's allowed but us, okay? Hey, Jordan, we're having a meeting today. You can't come.
Affinity group meeting today, Shelly. You're not invited.
Well, I think that's just about everyone. Tweak, did you tell Spencer Hollis he's not allowed in the affinity group?
Yeah, you told me to call him last night. He didn't seem to care.
Yeah, he cares.
Well, there's Clyde.
Hey, Clyde, look at you with your nice new backpack.
Oh, yeah, you guys like it?
Yeah, it's really cool. You can see your cred now.
Yeah, it's really nice the way your cred is. Oh, my God, Clyde! You got Moonrise Mellow? How the hell did you get a bottle of Moonrise Mellow?
Oh, it was just what my parents gave me today.
You guys, Moonrise Mellow is like the hardest flavor to get ever.
Whoa, lucky.
I'm not sharing.
Hey, Stan. No, dude, wait. Check out what Clyde has. Moonrise Mellow.
That's impossible.
Look at their faces. They're so jealous.
No, it's really impossible. Moonrise Mellow was discontinued months ago.
Guess you wish now that you were in the cred affinity group. We told you guys we have better cred than anyone at Skid.
It's probably fake.
Oh, you think it's fake, huh? You want to fucking taste it? What the fuck? This is fucking apple juice. Gross.
Let's see.
Hey, give it back.
Yeah, it's apple juice. You guys are posers.
We're not posers.
Hey, guys, cred affinity group uses fake cred.
In the bathroom.
What the fuck? What the fuck have you done, Clyde?
I'm sorry, okay?
Oh, he's sorry. He faked having cred, but he's sorry.
All right, look. My parents won't let me drink cred, okay? They think it's bad for me.
So you never had cred?
No.
Oh, my God!
We all said you had cred in your backpack, Clyde! We fucking backed you!
What the hell are we gonna do?
Why do you guys care? I'm the one who doesn't have any cred.
That's not how it works, man! If you don't have cred, then everyone around you loses all fair cred!
We're dead. We're fucking dead.
Word is gonna spread through the school that our affinity group has no cred, and then we're gonna...
He goes into a stall.
How could you do this to us, Clyde?
I'm sorry. It was all the pressure.
I never even wanted to be in an affinity group. Now I do!
In the office at Tegrity Farms, Randy watches his computer.
Oh, yeah. You like that, guys?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
My God, she did it. She actually did it.
Oh, yeah.
She actually got more subscribers than me.
Oh, yeah. Just let me know if there's anything special you'd like to see, guys.
3,100 subscribers? How is that possible? I mean, look at that. The lighting sucks. The sound keeps clipping like she got a microphone at Walmart or something. And who's that guy? He's blocking half the shot. This is a total amateur hour.
Later.
Thanks for calling OnlyFans customer support. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just found out that my wife has an OnlyFans page, and in one day she has more subscribers than me. I'm starting to think this whole thing is rigged.
Well, it is slightly easier for our female content creators to find an audience.
Look, my wife can't become a bigger influencer than me. I'll never hear the end of it.
Well, sir, have you been trying the pointers we discussed to reach a larger audience?
Yes! I added a skill. I'm advertising my OnlyFans page with TikTok and Instagram.
And what about optimizing your algorithm?
Oh, how do I do that?
No, not with your penis. See, what a lot of influencers will do is they talk about things and show things in their videos that are trending. Then you can hashtag that, and the search engines will think your content is trending.
So I add stuff to my videos that's popular, and people will accidentally go to my page trying to search for that popular thing.
Exactly.
That's perfect. But what's trending most on the internet right now?
At home, Clyde walks in and slams the front door.
Oh, hey there, Clyde. How was school?
You want to know how school was?
It fucking sucked!
All I wanted was to have a little bit of cred at school, but now I've destroyed it and everyone hates me!
Oh, Clyde, we're always trying to do what's best for you.
And you shut the fuck up, Janice! You are not my mom!
Clyde!
In Clyde's bedroom.
I seriously can't stand how stupid people are sometimes. That's why I do all my pranks and stuff. Sometimes it's impossible to stay positive when everyone sucks so hard. If you like what I'm saying in this video, smash that like button down below. You know, the thing is, when you really feel the most down, that's when you gotta fight the hardest, you know? I'm gonna give you 10 tips to being tougher. But first, I wanna give a shout out to our sponsor, Cred Hydration Drinks!
Cred gives you all the energy you need. And now Cred has an all-new exclusive flavor. Introducing new Magic Cred. It's super limited edition, only available to select few. And Cred's doing a big giveaway, and maybe these super limited edition bottles can be yours.
At Denny's, Randy sits in a booth.
So I looked it up, and there's this drink called Cred that's the most searched thing on the internet. I figured if I can get my hands on some of the more hard-to-get bottles and put them in my videos, maybe I'll get more traffic. Everyone says maybe you can help me.
Nathan sits with him.
Cred? What's Cred? Never heard of it.
Okay, look, I'm not wearing a wire. You want to see?
No, I don't want to see. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm looking for a lot of Cred. Maybe I could even get them to eventually sponsor my adult web channel.
Oh, okay, then you'll want some of the harder stuff that's marketed for adults only. Like maybe Peppa Pig Peppermint.
That doesn't sound like it's marketed for adults.
Oh, well, maybe you want to try the I'm a Big Boy Blueberry.
All right, look, just how much for the whole bag?
You want my whole bag of Cred?
I want you to supply me with every bottle of Cred you can find. I have to have more subscribers than my wife.
At Cartman's house, candles illuminate his dark bedroom. He lies on his back under the covers and stares up. His mom opens the door.
Eric, sweetie, are you feeling any better?
No, ma'am. I'm dying. I've been completely discredited.
Eric, everything's going to be okay at school tomorrow.
It's too late. I've already stepped down as founder and chairman of my own affinity group. You'll find my letter of resignation on the nightstand.
She reads the letter.
I'm choosing to step down before all those sick bastards at school try and force me out.
Well, you need to sit up for just a minute. Your little friend Clyde wants to talk to you.
Clyde? No. Do not let Mom, do not let Clyde in my... Ah, God damn it. What do you guys want?
Eric, Clyde has an idea that might save our cred.
Nothing is going to save our cred, you boners.
Will you just listen? My influencer said there's going to be a big cred promotion at a CVS in Pueblo.
A promotion? Great.
They're going to sell a very limited quantity of an all-new cred that nobody's even tried yet.
So we could ditch school, find a way to get to Pueblo, and come back with a cred nobody else can even get. We'd have our cred back.
We followed Clyde before, you guys, and it cost us everything.
Look. 50 cases of cred, only available tomorrow, 200 miles away, and then not available for another 6 months. It's called Mega Cred.
Cartman turns to them.
All right, you son of a bitch. Maybe our affinity group isn't dead just yet.
At Tegrity Farms, Randy sits surrounded by cred bottles.
Hey, what up, guys? It's your boy, Randy. And in this video, I'm going to be trying out 6 different flavors of the newest sports drink. As you can see, I've got lots of cred. Do you like cred? If so, leave a comment down below. Maybe smash that like button. Okay, we're gonna start with Summer Popsicle. I guess it's pretty popular. Smells okay. Let's see how good it is.
He pours it on his penis.
Oh, okay, yeah. That one's kind of fizzy. Kind of fizzy, but more on the penis than it is on them balls.
A second display appears.
Nice. Oh, yeah, looks good. Yeah, looks delicious. Oishi. Hey, if you're liking the content, be sure to subscribe. Really helps the channel out. Let's move on to another flavor now.
This one's called Purple Snow Globe. Let's see how it tastes. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
As Randy watches the video, the view count quickly rises.
Huh? Oh my God! Hey, Sharon! Sharon, you gotta see this!
Sharon arrives with luxury shopping bags.
Oh, there you are, Sharon! Been out shopping with all the money you made on OnlyFans?
I'm ready to stop whenever you are.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so, Sharon. I just had a video on TikTok with 1,000 views and a video on Meta with 2,000. That's gonna drive all the subscribers to my OnlyFans page. You said my penis wasn't a big deal, and now look!
What are you doing to that cred bottle?
Oh, that's just a little trend jumping.
Randy, you know who drinks cred, right? Children!
No, it's not even suitable for children.
Okay, this has to stop, Randy. The only views you're getting on TikTok and Meta are from kids.
That's not what the data shows, Sharon. According to Meta and TikTok, their audience is predominantly people over the age of 22. That means it's not kids who care about cred, it's adults who want to see my dick.
Randy, please, let's just call it a tie, okay?
Oh, I bet you'd love that now. Now that my OnlyFans is about to be bigger than yours, I'm gonna beat your ass, honey.
In Pueblo, a bus pulls to a stop. Cartman, Tweak, Butters, and Clyde step off.
Oh, Jesus, now it looks like they're doing a 2-bottle max per person.
Okay, so 2 bottles each. That means we'll have 8.
Is that enough, Cred? Oh, my God.
No!
A huge crowd of kids surrounds the CVS.
Dude, there's like 2,000 kids here! Don't these losers have anything better to do than fight over a shitty drink? Come on, we gotta make our way to the front!
Tom, I'm standing outside the CVS in Pueblo, where thousands of children have shown up to get some cred. The fake sugar hydration drink is considered not suitable for children, and yet kids are literally...
A retreating view reveals the reporter naked from the waist down.
I'll be covering the whole thing live here on my OnlyFans page. Just DM me if there's anything custom you'd like to see.
Dude, this is fucking crazy!
There's never gonna be enough cred for everybody!
Oh my God, no, no! It's fucking Spencer Hollis!
Hey, stop pushing, kid!
What's he doing here, that dirty son of a bitch?
He fucking ditched school to come get cred. He doesn't even like it! He's a fucking poser!
The crowd grows and kids' faces get pushed against the glass doors.
The delivery truck!
The kids swarm the truck.
Get away! You're all a bunch of animals!
A few kids get run over. The truck reverses into the loading dock.
Okay, go, go, go!
An employee unlocks the front door, then gets trampled.
Okay, it's here, you bastards! Come in and
I was here first!
Tweak's not gonna make it, you guys!
Where is it? Where's the cred?
The kids charge at a display.
It's over there! Give me cred! Me first, me first!
Kids fight over the cred.
Give me the cred!
Bottles open and get stomped on. The purple drink spills.
Go! There's some right there!
Ah! It's gone! It's all gone!
Outside, a blonde woman sits in her car and looks at her phone. She looks up.
Spencer?
Start the car! Start the car!
Jesus Christ!
Start the fucking car, Mom!
Spencer's getting away with the cred!
Spencer jumps into the car with his arms full of cred. At an influencer talent agency.
Well, these are extremely impressive numbers. Looks like your content's getting a lot of views online.
Yeah, thanks. But you see, what I'm trying to learn now is how to take all the views I'm getting on, like, Instagram and stuff and use them to make myself bigger.
Well, we can help you with that. You know, to really succeed, you gotta ask yourself, what is it that you want to achieve as an influencer?
Well, what I really want to do is beat my wife.
The agent lifts one eyebrow.
You want to beat your wife?
I mean, don't we all?
I don't understand. You want to beat your wife on Instagram?
I want to beat her on Instagram. I want to beat her on TikTok. But mostly, I want to beat the shit out of her on OnlyFans and make a lot of money doing it.
Okay, well, if you can get the kids to watch, then we can find you a sponsor. Organizations will do anything to reach kids these days.
Oh, yeah, but see, my content actually isn't suitable for children.
Right. I mean, the data shows kids aren't the main audience for any of this stuff, right?
Right.
Right. Mr. Marsh, the thing is, a sponsor not only gets you cash, but they also help you push that algorithm so that their message is heard through you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of companies that want to pay you to show your videos to not kids. But what we want to do is get these sponsors to bid against each other for your audience. That's when you become a big influencer. And then you can beat your wife as much as you want.
Wow.
At the ransacked CVS, Clyde lies face down among toppled shelves and puddles of cred. He opens his eyes and pushes himself to his feet. With a bleeding gash on his cheek, he wanders the store. One child lies motionless on an overturned basket. Another lies in blood. Continuing through, Clyde spots Cartman sitting at a fire made from the broken cred display. He holds a Pop-Tart on a stick over the flame. Clyde comes and sits at the fire. Opposite Cartman, Butters lies on the floor, using part of the display like a blanket. Tweak joins them.
There's nothing! Just two more broken cred bottles and a couple of cans of SpaghettiOs.
He starts opening the SpaghettiOs with a can opener.
I don't think I can go back.
Go back to what? Spencer Hollis has all the cred now. Tomorrow he'll start his own affinity group and not let any of us in. Don't you guys think this is all fucked up?
Yeah, fucked up because of you.
No, I mean what they're doing to us. Look at this. My influencer told me to come down here. He knew there wasn't going to be enough cred for everyone. It's like they wanted to create this false scarcity. Give all us kids FOMO.
If anyone's a FOMO, Clyde, it's you.
You guys aren't listening. We've been manipulated. If kids are willing to fight and die over this, then what else would they be willing to fight and die over? Nobody in school cared about hydration drinks 3 weeks ago. My influencer convinced me to come down here. What else is he convincing me to do?
So maybe if we find your influencer, then he can give us cred?
No! No. I like your angle, Clyde. Maybe this whole thing is a sham. If we can make the whole thing look stupid, then we make a cred affinity group look stupid. Then Spencer Hollis will have nothing to keep us out of. I just know there's more to all this than we think. I know what town my influencer lives in. I want some goddamn answers. Tweak, Butters, gather up all the Pop-Tarts and SpaghettiOs you can. We move out at 09200.
In a reception room, a brunette woman sits at a desk. Randy walks in naked from the waist down. His white t-shirt reads, Influencer.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer. My agent sent me here to find a sponsor.
Name?
Randy Marsh. It's with five R's because there was already a Randy Marsh on TikTok.
Put this around your neck, through that door, and wait with the other influencers.
Oh, okay, thanks.
He joins four influencers in a backstage area.
Okay, influencers, follow me, stand in a straight line, and step forward when your number is called.
They walk onto a banquet room stage. A spotlight shines on them.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We have some incredible influencers available today. They are all complete freelancers and looking for sponsors. First off, we have influencer number 394. This is Blinky Blanky Girl. She has over 10,000 views on Instagram, 6,800 on TikTok, and is up and coming on Meta and X. Who would like to own this influencer? We'll start the bidding at 20. 20, do I hear 20? There's 20, do I hear 25? 25, let's hear 25. 25, 30. 25 from Mattel Toys. Mattel Toys, now the highest bidder at 25, 25. Who's going to go for 30? 30 from Lunchables. Let's go 50. 50 now. Who wants the influencer? 50.
100
from the Chinese government. Can we go 150? 150. Yes! Stoli Vodka at 150. 150, the current bid from Stoli Vodka. What about you, Build-A-Bear? Do we hear from Build-A-Bear? 160. 160 from the NRA, outbidding Stoli Vodka. Who wants to influence the youngins more? 170 from Voices for Ukraine. Don't let them outbid you, Russia. No? Chinese government? No? Sold to Voices for Ukraine. Thank you.
I don't understand what happened.
Just keep making your stupid videos. They'll tell you what to say.
Okay, next up we have influencer number 226. This is Kevin Loves Oranges. Over 6 million views on TikTok, 4,600 on Instagram, and a small following on X and Meta. Who wants Kevin Loves Oranges to push their agenda? We'll start at 40. 40, China in at 40. China at 44, who's going to go 50? Russia with 50. 55, 60. Big Pharma at 60. 60. Kellogg's Cereal. Ravenclaw Casinos. Influence the children. Can I hear 70? Last call for 70. Sold to the Canadian government. Congratulations. Our next influencer, number 427. This is Randy Marsh. We'll start the bidding at 50. 50, do I hear 50? 50, no. Come on, Mattel Toys, let's hear from you. How about 40? 40? How about 40? Let's do 40.
Randy gestures to his penis and smiles.
Freeze! Nobody move!
Armed FBI agents storm the room. The sponsors scatter.
Up here! He's up here! Are you Randy Marsh?
Yeah? All right, we got him. Hands behind your back. Me? I didn't do anything. I'm just trying to beat my wife.
Oh! On your knees! Hands behind your back now!
At a motel, Cartman, Tweak, and Butters watch Clyde knock on a door.
Hello? Logan LaDouche? Hello? We know you're in there.
The door opens a crack.
Go away! I'm in enough trouble as it is!
Look, dude, we just want to talk to you, okay?
No, not okay! I'm in hiding! How did you guys find me?
Dude, if you're in hiding, you shouldn't probably post videos of yourself at the motel you're hiding in.
Shit! Shit, I just can't help myself!
Logan closes the door and Cartman knocks.
Right. We need to know the truth about Cred.
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to cause a riot.
Did Cred want us all to kill each other?
If you found me, then so can they. Just go!
Okay. Okay, fine, Mr. Influencer. We'll lead.
Butters slams into the door and they enter.
What the fuck are you doing?
Where's your Cred? You got some Cred?
Butters, calm down.
They're gonna take me out, man. I should just turn myself in. I'll be safer in jail.
Listen, dude, I went to Pueblo because of you. Why did you tell us we could get Mega Cred when you knew there wasn't enough?
Bruh, I don't even drink that crap. Don't you get it, man? I'm just this tiny little piece of a very big lie. You guys are all being manipulated.
I trusted you. I've watched all your videos, and you told me to be strong and never give up. That's all just Cred messing with me?
Don't you get it? I don't work for Cred. The Cred is just there to get views, man. Because kids love it so much.
But if Cred isn't your sponsor, then who is?
If you knew, it would make you sick.
They just use you and Cred to get to us? And those higher-up people can get us some limited edition Cred? Who has the Cred?
Butters, Jesus!
At an FBI building, Sharon finds Randy wearing handcuffs and pants.
Oh, there she is! Hey, Sharon! This is my wife, Sharon. She's an OnlyFans model just like me. We are both legally supplementing our income.
So you work with your husband, ma'am?
No! We have very different OnlyFans accounts. I could never do what he does.
Thanks, honey. It's nice for you to finally admit it. Now, I'd like to know what I'm being detained for.
Exposing children to pornography, soliciting nude images to a minor, child endangerment.
Oh, come on! Like, it's just me? Everybody's doing it! There's an entire network where everyone just pretends internet platforms aren't made for children, but they all auction our kids to the highest bidder.
You seem like some kind of influencer expert. Would you say these things on record?
No, because I'm a sovereign citizen and I don't need to tell you anything.
Randy, you need to cooperate.
Why?
I'll tell you why, scumbag. Your post drew in a lot of children, and they like to copy what they see. So then kids started creating their own erotic content, based on yours.
What?
That's right. We've just found sexually explicit, pornographic images of minors. I warn you, what you are about to see is extremely disturbing and graphic.
A slideshow plays on a TV screen. Old black and white photos show coal miners with exposed penises.
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, don't close your eyes now. You think these miners deserve to be treated like this?
More photos show crowds of miners with penises sticking out of their pants.
What have I done? I had no idea.
Randy, you knew kids were watching your content.
Yeah, but I never knew it would lead to pornographic images of minors. God, it's disgusting. Being an influencer is disgusting! All right, I'm gonna tell you everything I know about how the system works. This has to stop.
At the motel.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to let you all know that I think maybe I'm going to get killed or arrested, so I'm hiding out in this motel room. Be sure to like and subscribe. It really helps the channel out.
Dude, will you stop making videos?
I don't know what else to do, okay? All I've ever done is make fucking videos.
But for who? You said it wasn't for Cred, so then who sponsors you?
Just wanted to be a big influencer. So I got put on this stage and I was auctioned off to the highest bidder. People will pay anything to push their agenda on you guys.
Wait, you mean like the Chinese government or something?
I'm sponsored by people worse than the Chinese government. I can't tell you who they are because then the companies that run the whole system will have me killed.
We deserve to know who's been manipulating us. Tell us the truth and we'll make sure you're safe, okay?
You promise?
Yes, we promise!
Fine. The truth is, I'm being paid by...
Logan gets shot in the head.
Whoops!
A sniper in a mask fires from a rooftop.
Okay, we don't care who's trying to influence us!
Police and FBI vehicles pull up to the sniper's building.
Game is up, scumbag! We know about the whole operation!
The boys look toward the motel window.
We know everything! The influencers are being paid by organizations to knowingly influence children!
The sniper grabs a megaphone.
The data shows that consumers of social media platforms are predominantly adults over 21.
Oh, come on! Within tech companies, it's an open secret that millions of users are actually under the age of 13.
Tech companies are working diligently to find ways to make the internet safer for children, but these methods are often criticized for violating free speech.
Okay. And tech companies use those assertions and their endless cash to keep regulations tied up in court so they can continue to profit off of our kids.
Okay, well, you'll never take me alive, copper.
The sniper opens fire, then gets shot and falls off the roof. The lead FBI agent goes to him.
He's still alive! Let's get City General out here!
The boys run to the sniper.
Who do you work for? Who's trying to influence me?
The agent pulls the mask off, revealing the auctioneer. The man dies.
He's just the middleman, kids. Whoever was trying to influence you is still a mystery.
Nighttime. A bus pulls up to a South Park bus stop. The boys step off the bus. They walk down the sidewalk with downcast looks.
Hey, fellas, I got an idea. How about we just keep our affinity group? But instead of it being about cred, it's just about how proud we are of who we are.
No, they won't let us do that, Butters, because we're white. White people can't be in groups talking about how proud they are. It doesn't fly.
Dang it. Well, then I guess we just gotta accept that we're gonna go to school tomorrow and get totally boned.
Yep.
Hey, look, you guys. It's cred.
They watch Sharon and Randy unload bags full of cred at a recycling center.
Mr. Mark, what are you doing with all that cred?
I'm putting it where it belongs, in the garbage.
But that's like Jelly Roll Midnight Waffle House. Do you know how much that's worth?
Yeah, I know what it's worth. It's worth gold to all the people in the world who want to use social media to influence children. But there's more to life than making money. And there's more to marriage than just beating your wife. The bottom line is that all this social media influencer garbage is not suitable for children. And if you're a kid on social media, you have to know that someone is always trying to get to you. All you have to do is ask yourself, who is it that wants to influence me the most?
Clyde's eyes shift and he opens his mouth.
Holy shit.
At his house, Janice serves Roger dinner. Clyde arrives.
Janice!
Oh, Clyde, where have you been? We've been worried sick.
It was you. This whole time, you've been trying to influence me for months!
Clyde, you really should have let your father know where you were.
You've been paying an influencer to try and reach me, and you caused this whole fucking mess!
What is this about, Janice?
I don't think people understand how hard it is to be a stepmom. You want to try and teach your kids, but they don't listen because you're not their real parent. I just wanted to be a good influence on you, Clyde. But influencing kids these days requires good lighting and a quality microphone.
But why cred? If you're so against it, then why have it in all those videos?
That was just to get your views, Clyde. Your views are so important to me. Because we never talk. Maybe what I did was all a bit much, but look at us. Here we are, talking.
Janice, can I call you Mom?
Yes, of course.
Fuck you, Mom!
He gives her the finger and storms upstairs.
Aww.
At school, Spencer carries 6 bottles of Mega Cred.
Whoa, Spencer, is that Mega Cred?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Pretty cool? How'd you get that?
Oh, I just went to this thing in Pueblo. No big deal.
Everyone, Everyone, can I have your attention, please? We have something really important to tell you guys. Tweak and Butters and I have learned a lot of things recently. We have news that you will all find shocking. You see, we talked to Mr. Marsh, and he gave us 4 bottles of Jelly Roll Midnight Waffle House. Not even enough, back up. This is for the Cred Affinity Group only.
You can look at our cred, but don't touch.
Hey, Clyde. Say, Clyde, you, forgot your super special Jelly Roll cred at the group meeting, remember?
Clyde takes the bottle. He glances from Butters to Cartman, then shrugs and takes a big gulp.
It tastes amazing.
Kids jump and run around the hallway. Outside, a retreating view pulls away from South Park Elementary. Audio description created by the Media Access Group at WGBH or Paramount Plus. MTV Entertainment Studios, Paramount.